Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And one of the great developments in this great nation is the country maybe, just maybe, coming together a little bit on one of the most painful subjects on the national agenda. And that subject is the opioid epidemic, the devastating impact particularly of fentanyl and meth, but a whole range of other so-called recreational drugs. Are they recreational drugs? Or are they murderous drugs? Are they evil drugs? And it's hard to say that I know that there are people, I'm among them. When I was being treated for cancer, I was prescribed fentanyl, but small and clinical amounts. That's not what is being consumed right now in America, across the country, particularly in some areas that have been fully devastated by the meth epidemic. There is a book now that offers tales of America and hope. Where is the hope? What is the hope? That is what we will find out with Sam Canones, who is the New York Times bestselling author of Dreamland, which was his first book about the opioid epidemic and one of the books that sounded the alarm for the entire country. He has now written The Least of Us. The subtitle is True Tales of America and Hope in the Time of Fentanyl and Meth. Mr. Canones, congratulations on a deeply moving, somewhat alarming, more than somewhat alarming, profoundly alarming, but ultimately hopeful book. Maybe you can start people off with the hope that you see in this situation.
Well, first of all, thanks very much for having me on your show, Michael. Well, sure. This it is a dour and sometimes I would say sinister panorama that I'm painting, but through it all, I took heart from stories I found at the most local level. You know, one of the things I think that got us into the opioid epidemic was wanting kind of magic bullet, unrealistic, almost childish magic bullet. Magical answers to very complicated problems. The complicated problem was, what do we do about human pain? The magic answer was, well, we'll give pills to everybody in unending quantities because we now know, according to science, supposedly, that they're non-addictive. I came to understand that that was part of the opioid epidemic when I was writing my book, Dreamland, as you mentioned. I also began to understand that it was that what was at heart there, too, was that we had, over several decades, 40 years at least, in my opinion, shredded community, shredded that bulwark that at the most local levels protect us from that stuff, like a dam from the water. And to me, that was, these were crucial ideas that I thought, more than just pharmaceutical marketing, more than just drug trafficking, marketing, these were things that had led to where we were with this particular problem and with others, of course. And so as I started the book that became The Least of Us, as you mentioned, obviously I was writing in part about the drugs fentanyl, methamphetamine, the synthetic era of drugs. But I was also writing half the book, really, and I would say the soul of the book is stories about people who are not trying to save the world. They are instead focusing on the most minute, small, non-sexy, non-magical responses to community destruction, which is to try to find ways of helping that community be a little bit easier to live in, focus on helping the vulnerable, the least of us, which is why I titled it that. It was it was really, so you have a story of a guy by the name of Bird, nicknamed Bird, in a small neighborhood in Muncie, Indiana, after two large factories leave. This neighborhood is under enormous stress. The city's about to close the community center, which is right across from Bird's house where he used to work. And they do, they shut the thing down. Unbeknownst, Bird keeps a key. And over the next several years, he's the one the whole neighborhood knows to come to when they want to use the center, and he opens it up for them when they want to play basketball, wedding receptions, card games, all that kind of thing. He mows the lawn. He fixes the toilet. He does this for several years kind of as a community center unto himself as a way of saying, this is what I'm doing to make sure that my neighborhood weathers this extraordinarily difficult time, not just in economically with job loss, which was massive, but also the opioid thing coming in at that point as well. Stories like that, like a woman who retired from corporate America, her husband dies, she becomes kind of taken with tutoring folks in her jail and sees that tattoos are a major stumbling block to how they can come back out of the criminal world into a more productive world. And she buys a $55,000 tattoo removal machine with her husband's life insurance money. And she begins to remove tattoos, one of which is a kind of a brand that a pimp has put on the inner thigh of one of his girls, his prostitutes. She removes that tattoo, swastikas, teardrops. I wrote these stories and many others, as I say, they make up half the book, not because I wanted to say this is what your county has to do. It's not a prescription. It's an attitudinal idea. It's an idea like, I think we need to get back to repairing the most local levels of community, working in small ways, daily work. No magic answers here. Don't worry about saving the world, but just get to work. Don't look for credit. Just do it. And those were the areas where, when I was doing those stories, I was struck with enormous hope, in fact, because there are a lot of, you get beyond the political divisions of our country when you get down to that level, it seems to me.
The book is called The Least of Us, True Tales of American Hope in the Time of Fentanyl and Meth. When you talk about the time of fentanyl and meth, I don't know, and in fact I've heard conflicting reports, is there any kind of encouraging data about actually making progress against fentanyl and meth? I believe the death rates and the addiction rates and the destruction rates involving particularly those two drugs, but opioids in general, do not carry a lot of good news, do they?
No, that's true. And the pandemic was part of the issue. One of the great tragedies of many of the pandemic was that it occurred just as the Mexican trafficking world had completed kind of had gone fully into synthetic drugs. So plant drugs or plant-based drugs are really not the thing down there. They understand that the big profit centers are when you can make drugs in a lab with chemicals without any plants involved. And the two drugs that they have understood that can be produced in just staggering quantities are the two you mentioned, fentanyl and meth. And yes, both of these basically reached national coverage out of Mexico in the United States, right about the time the pandemic hit, became very, very deadly. And also with methamphetamine, of course, there's the way they make methamphetamine has changed. They were forced to change, and it turns out, I'm not sure there's any knowledge about this down there, but it turns out certainly that this meth is now accompanied by very severe symptoms, rapid onset symptoms of schizophrenia, paranoia, hallucinations. Very quickly people become homeless because they can't possibly live in that condition with other people.
I want to talk about that. We are going to come back for further conversation with Sam Quinones, his book, The Least of Us. Is there anything that the government can do? Is border security an issue that is related? And what about the continued push for legalized and further use and commercialization of marijuana? Does that actually contribute to this deadly problem? And I think Mr. Quinones writes that it may. We will get to that and more coming up with Sam Canonis, author of The Least of Us.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, speaking with Sam Canonis, who is author of the moving and enlightening new book, The Least of Us, subtitled True Tales of America and Hope in the Time of Fentanyl and Meth. And you write in the book that fentanyl has replaced heroin, and drug cartels, and spawned a new generation of drug kingpins who no longer have to deal with dangerous drug cartels and resort to magic bullet blenders to mix their dope. What about that question of moving beyond cartels? Is there any means to make serious progress in dealing with this opioid epidemic with enhanced security at the border, which, of course, is a huge political issue?
It is a huge political issue. I believe that this whole problem that you outline, that I talk about in my book, is desperately calling out at this point for an absolutely different relationship with Mexico, a very engaged way. I lived in Mexico for 10 years. I wrote two books about Mexico. I think no president in my lifetime has done what I think we really need to do, which is begin to engage in a deep and prolonged and consistent way aiming at two things. First of all, Mexico has to step up with regard to it, the corruption that has allowed these drug trafficking groups to flourish. And they flourish with absolute impunity in many parts of the country, certainly in the drug producing areas where the culture gets very, very deep on the western side of Mexico. And this needs to be a part of a criminal justice reform that is deep and profound. On the other hand, we need to understand that the impunity with which those groups produce this god-awful stuff that is killing and mangling the brains of Americans is ensured by the guns that they buy, that people buy here and smuggle south into Mexico. It's a very close correlation between their impunity and the amount of weapons that they have, amount of weapons they can procure, and a lot of them come from the United States. So we need this kind of understanding with Mexico, a long-term working relationship with them that gets beyond the tit-for-tat kind of stuff and gets to a binational approach to these drugs, because it is a binational problem. It's not one country's problem. And up to now, each country has thought it was a one country's problem. That country was the other guy.
Are you saying, and I think it's something that many Americans don't realize, that the majority of the weapons that empower the cartels to commit their mass murder, and of course the levels of murder and violence and criminality in Mexico are acute. You're saying most of that is with American guns?
It's guns brought here, and the traffic in guns is not of a massive scale like big truckloads. It's a kind of a constant drizzle of guns going down. So small loads of 10 and 15 and 20, but constant and year round for now decades, really. And so this is, I believe, an essential component in why we have methamphetamine in the United States mangling people's minds, the price of which has dropped by 80%. In the last several years. It's because they have this ability to, with complete impunity, produce this stuff, and a big part of this is the kind of the ingrained culture of corruption and just basic corruption and weak institutions that exist in Mexico. It could go on quite a long time about that topic, by the way. But the other is certainly the guns that ensure that they are able to do what they need to do, what they want to do to make their profits.
Okay, in terms of methamphetamines, I was just speaking with my producer, Jeremy, and there's always been in America, whatever the substance, recreational drug, very much including alcohol, certainly including marijuana today, this sort of romance around it. It's sexy, it's daring, it's fun, it's exciting. There's nothing even vaguely exciting about meth. I mean, you lose your teeth, you lose your mind. And isn't there more that pop culture could do to, particularly in the music industry, to take away some of this romance that is spun very publicly about these horrible life-killing drugs?
Well, that is a terrific question, you know, and I, of course there is. There's great stories you can tell. They told a couple. Winter's Bone was one that was kind of before the current meth situation, which even makes it is worse than the way it was presented. But you're absolutely right. No, of course there's and these are real stories. These are vivid stories that can be told. Why don't they do it? Well, you have to ask them. I'm not sure exactly, but of course there's enormous storytelling capacity out there. This is not difficult to find these stories.
Yeah, and again, you give a different kind of story in The Least of Us, your new book, but you also make a point that right now we have been deluged by propaganda about how marijuana is harmless. It is enjoyable. It is even healthy. It can help cure people. And you write in your book that there are very severe psychological reactions and impact for people using marijuana heavily.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to watch us try this because we're losing the lesson. There are two parts of history that we're not paying attention to. One is, very recently, the opioid epidemic. What is one of the great lessons of the opioid epidemic? It is beware of what very potent drug you make legal and widely available with outlandish claims about its risk-free nature. That's exactly how opioids were sold. And that is similar to, it seems to me, how marijuana is being sold. Oh, it's widely available, it's very highly potent, and it's just fine for you. Or it's words, there's no consequence. It's just pot, you know. The other is prohibition. When we ended prohibition, the underworld by then had created all kinds of kind of nasty, toxic potions, calling it liquor, calling it alcohol, bathtub hooch, do it make you kind of half blind and jerky and all that stuff. Never once did we think of legalizing for commercial sale that bathtub hooch, those concoctions that we never thought for a moment that we would do that. Well, the modern counterpart in the pot world, in my opinion, is all this very, very potent dope. It's just like the modern day bathtub hooch of prohibition. I can see no reason why we would possibly want to legalize for commercial sale 30, 50, 80% THC marijuana. I cannot see any reason at all why we'd ever want to, in an era of climate change.
Sam Quinones, author of The Least of Us, information at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
That supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We thank you, we honor you, and we remember always what you've done for us.
President Biden's comments on this Veterans Day, the president speaking at Arlington National Cemetery, saying the nation always honors the sacrifices of its veterans. The president continues by saying the United States is forever grateful.
On Veterans Day, and every day we honor that great debt, and recommit ourselves to keeping our sacred obligation as a nation to honor what you've done.
On this Veterans Day, IHOP giving away free pancakes 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with a choice of two limited-time menu items. Meanwhile, Buffalo Wild Wings offering 10 boneless wings and fries for veterans as well. A ninth person is dead from injuries sustained at the Astroworld Music Festival. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the reasons the country seems to be so badly divided right now is because both parties are divided, and there are a significant number of Americans who hate both of the established parties. There's a new Pew study, and it's fascinating because it suggests that the electorate right now is separated into nine separate groups, nine tribes, really, where it's more than just your opinion on certain issues. Your whole attitude toward life, toward the country, toward the community, toward faith, toward male and female relationships, toward marriage itself, toward children, is very, very different from other people who may be living right next door to you, who may be earning similarly to you, who may have the same education level, who may have the same ethnicity, the same racial background, but the divisions are there based upon these political attitudes. Pew says that the Republican Party is divided into four separate tribes. The Democratic Party is divided into four separate tribes, and there is a disparate, disaffected group that doesn't fit well into either party's coalition. According to a summary, Republicans are divided into different groups, largely based on their attitude toward President Trump, who continues to dominate as the public face of his party even 10 months after leaving office. And he's been able to do that, seems to me, because he has kept alive his very active participation in the politics of his party and endorsing candidates for primary challenges against Republicans he doesn't like and taking an active role in soliciting endorsements from other candidates. Anybody remember Obama doing that? Obama didn't even endorse Biden until Biden had already basically secured the nomination. And Biden was his vice president. Obama, he was busy doing other things, writing that book, the first volume of which has come out, his memoirs, which is one of the best-selling memoirs of all time, I think exceeded only by that of his wife, Michelle. But Obama didn't disappear, but he certainly stayed away from divisive politics in the Democratic Party. Trump has dominated that politics. In other words, if you think about it, Mitch McConnell is still there. Kevin McCarthy is the Republican leader in the House, and I think Republicans are about to take over the House. You think if you ask your neighbor how many people, who's the Republican leader of the House, people would come up with the name, the image, anything about Kevin McCarthy? No. Trump is the loudest voice, most compelling voice in the Republican Party. And members of all GOP groups heavily backed Trump in 2020, but they part ways on his future role. That's what Pew found. Majorities in two of the four GOP groups want him to run again in 2024. And only one of the four groups rates him as the best president of the past 40 years. The past 40 years? Okay, so if you're talking about past 40 years, you're going back to George Herbert Walker Bush. You're going back to Ronald Reagan, right? And because Ronald Reagan left the American presidency, and actually he's included in that group because Ronald Reagan became president in 1981. It's 40 years ago. So what's amazing is that there is a Republican group that rates Donald Trump as a greater president than any of the presidents we've had since 1981. So since Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama. Okay, and it's a very disparate group. And then there's also two other Republican groups who actually rate Ronald Reagan as the greatest president of the last 40 years. There's a fourth group that's divided between Reagan and Trump. The study also illustrated the dividing line that race represents in American politics. No more than a quarter of any of the four predominantly white GOP groups say a lot more needs to be done to guarantee equal rights for all Americans, regardless of their racial or ethnic background. And clear majorities of all Republican-oriented groups reject the concept of white privilege, saying that white people do not benefit much or at all from advantages in society that black people lack. But more than 7 in 10 of each Democratic group, far more diverse than their counterparts, say much more needs to be done to reach the objective of equal rights. They also generally share a belief that white people benefit from advantages in society more than black people do, and black people do not. The idea that Democrats believe that white people benefit from advantages in society that black people don't share, I wonder how many of the people on the Democratic side of things who believe that are in fact white and in fact not privileged. Because this is part of what the Democratic coalition looks like, and I think this theory, this Pew report brings that to the fore, is the Democratic Party is no longer the party of the underdog, of the little guy. Remember, there always used to be that It's the little guy versus the dominant power elite. And the Democrats, going all the way back to Andrew Jackson, going all the way back to Jefferson, really. The Democratic Party, if you want to trace it back to Jefferson, they probably don't want to because of his slave owner status. But look, the truth of the matter is that right now, the Democratic Party is not the party of the working class. If anything, the Republican Party is. And one of the reasons that you can have so many people thinking that white people are privileged is because so many of the white people in the Democratic side of things are in fact privileged. Basically had the opportunity for privileged educations, for careers that make things up, whereas the people in the middle who are struggling to get ahead rather than the people who are comfortable staying ahead, those people in the middle tend to cluster Republican. And you can see that in terms of educational levels and in terms of economic levels as well. Democrats appeal to people who are in fact victimized, and they also appeal to people who know that they are not victimized and may feel guilty about it. There's also another division story. This is amazing. The University of Maryland designated its freshman classes by race. And see if this means anything to you. They divided the class into basically two racial groups. But they're not what you would expect. What are they? We will let you know, because it's outrageous. Coming right up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll-free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're coming up to the Thanksgiving holiday, and as usual, the left is injecting all kinds of stupid reasons to disrespect, discredit the pilgrims and the people who actually helped to found this country. What's the best weapon to counteract the stupidity that is out there, some of the propaganda your kids get in school, which is outrageous? Best way to counteract it is become a MedHead Plus member, and it gives you access free anytime you want it, anytime your family can use it, to true stories about America's founding, including our special 3 hours on the real story of the pilgrims. And no, it's not exactly like what people used to do in elementary school in the 50s, but it's nothing like the criminalization of our founders that you find from so many of the politically correct sources. If you become a MedHead Plus member at the grand cost of 22 cents a day, if you become a MedHead Plus member, you have access to any of our more than 80 titles at the MedVed History Store, including the history of the Lost Colony, that preceded Plymouth, happened before Plymouth, well before, but didn't make it. Why not? What happened in that lost colony of Roanoke, and the true story of the pilgrims and of the fight for American independence and much more. And that all available for you to download anytime you want it for free. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the MedHead Plus membership. And or go to MedVed History Store and see what we have on offer there, and you can get it at this phenomenally low cost for a limited time, but continuing for now. MedVedHistoryStore.com. Okay, speaking of universities and craziness and separating people into different tribes, there's a great tendency to say that everything in America is people of color who are generally, as a synonym for people talking about non-white, and white people. And again, white people are still a majority, no matter how you define people of color. But there is this about the classification for the freshman classes. In University of Maryland, they separate people by race, and rather than saying these are people, students of color, versus white students, they do it this way, and they've never seen this before. They have a, and there's actually a photograph of the classifications for University of Maryland. It says students of color minus Asian and white or Asian students. So they're saying that students who are Asian have now lost their color. Now, of course, it's ridiculous because they don't do this for Hispanic students. Why do they include Hispanic students who very often can be Hispanic students, like so many of those beloved Hispanic sports stars and movie stars and political leaders, like Marco Rubio? Marco Rubio gets to be a person of color, but another, a fellow senator, Mazie Hirono, would not under this classification because she's Asian. Why are they separating Asians and throwing them together with whites? The Asians are now classified as white, but Hispanics and Native Americans are now, and Pacific Islanders too, by the way, they're no longer considered Asian. They're pushed together with other people of color. Answer? Because Asian students outperform everybody. They outperform white students in terms of grades, graduation rates, education level, future income, and it doesn't fit the narrative. The narrative is that America is a white supremacist nation, and it doesn't work that way. I did a column about this recently, and you may have seen it if you got our newsletter, where it shows that the idea that Asian students, Asian American citizens, so outperform white people on everything, on life expectancy, education, family structure and preservation, and income, way outperform, that the narrative is undermined. And, of course, University of Maryland would rather change the classification to keep the narrative, suggesting that no, it is not possible for people of color to succeed in America. That's part of the argument. And so you have to move Asians over to that classification. I wonder if this will be followed by other educational institutions. There's also a fascinating strategy employed by the Biden administration. They decided to try to build our relationship with France by sending, as a goodwill ambassador, I guess, one of the beloved figures in American politics, Kamala Harris. Now, she's going to France at a time when her approval rating is even below Biden's. Her approval rating is invisible. It's at 27.8%, according to the most recent USA Today poll. But she showed that she may not be able to speak French, but she can speak in a French accent. It's very peculiar. This is yesterday when she was speaking to scientists at the Louis Pasteur Institute in Paris. Listen.
With us in government, we campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, the plan. And then the environment is such that we're expected to defend the plan. Even when the first time we roll it out, there may be some glitches and it's time to reevaluate and then do it again.
Je pète dans ta direction.
Okay, what is she doing here? This is the reaction of former Secretary of State and a new presidential candidate. He just organized his political action committee. He's the first one. Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State.
The clip from Vice President Harris is just it's more than embarrassing on the world stage. Our adversaries watch that and see weakness. They see people who aren't serious. They see people who aren't determined. Precisely the opposite of what we did for 4 years. It feels a lot more like the Carter administration in terms of how they view America as a danger to the world and apologize everywhere they go. We need to get serious.
Yeah, and not just in style, but in substance. Speaking of substance, maybe not a lot of that, but a lot of style in a new movie about one of the best known women in world history. But did she deserve all that attention? Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
10 years into her troubled marriage with Prince Charles, Princess Diana, brilliantly played by Kristen Stewart, fantasizes about escape from the royal family in Spencer, now playing in theaters.
What's happened to make you so sad?
Diana, they can't change. You have to change.
For the good of the country.
This country.
And for the country and the audience, there's no real attempt here to recapture history in the style of The Crown. Instead, it's an oppressively gloomy mood piece set entirely in the confines of a Christmas holiday at one of Her Majesty's country estates. Intimate glimpses of Diana's desperate struggles with bulimia and self-hatred sometimes make the audience feel as trapped as its main character. But the performance by Kristen Stewart is a career-topping breakthrough that will inevitably receive Oscar consideration. Rated R for partial nudity and occasional harsh language. 3 stars for Spencer, which was the princess's pre-marriage last name. And on the Michael Medved Show, we have coming up tomorrow 2 more movies. Actually, we have 4 movies we're going to cover, but 2 of them I think count as among the best movies of the year. I'm not going to tell you which ones because that would give it away, but there actually are 2 remarkable movies, and we'll be speaking to the star of one of them, which you may not have heard about yet, but you should. We will also be talking about the idea that what has happened with the Rittenhouse trial. It is rushing right now to its conclusion. We'll be talking about that with former prosecutor Andy McCarthy of the National Review. And we will also be talking about a new TV venture to try to appeal more directly to people of faith. That and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.